Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, if you sincerely believe in the value and need of the Second Amendment, you should be concerned, very concerned. Why? Well, let's take a look at where the main Democrat Party candidates stand on this issue. Michael Bloomberg appeared in a Fox News town hall on Monday. He was asked why he had an armed security detail while he was pushing for the average citizen not to have firearms. Bloomberg responded by saying that he gets 40 to 50 threats per week, and some of them are very real. He went on to say that those security guards who surround him are retired police officers who are very well trained in firearms. He went on to say the Second Amendment gives you the right to bear arms and nobody's going to take away your right to bear arms. He spelled out that he was against minors being able to buy firearms. He was also against people who have mental problems and those who have been convicted of domestic violence crimes from buying guns. The question should have been put to him that while he has a security detail to protect him and the average American does not have the financial resources to secure a security detail, what objection does he have with people securing concealed weapons permits and carrying guns to protect themselves? There are a lot of celebrities who have armed security details who don't believe the average American should have the right to conceal carry because they could accidentally hit an innocent victim. Not that their security personnel would ever do that. After the shooting at the West Freeway Church of Christ in White Settlement, Texas last December, Bloomberg infamously said, quote, "I don't know the facts that somebody in the congregation had their own gun and killed the person who murdered two other people, but it's the job of law enforcement to have guns and to decide when to shoot. You just do not want the average citizen carrying a gun in a crowded place," end of quote. So after all, Michael Bloomberg is somehow above the average citizen. Then you have former Vice President Joe Biden, who appeared in a Texas rally. He called on Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke to join him on stage. And what was O'Rourke's purpose of joining Biden on stage? He gave his endorsement to Biden. Now, how did Biden respond? He said if he becomes president, O'Rourke would be in charge of gun control efforts. Seriously? The skateboarding kid who pandered to the young and naive and campaigned on the issue of forcibly seizing what he called assault rifles from law-abiding Americans would be in charge of the door-to-door enforcement of gun control efforts? What qualifications does O'Rourke have other than he believes in gun confiscation? GOP Rapid Response Director Steve Guest said, quote, "2020 Democrats are unambiguous about their anti-Second Amendment agenda," end of quote. And that really is the point. The Democrat candidates for president are not specific about what they believe needs to be done to protect Americans other than confiscating weapons. There's nothing to suggest they will not go in that direction. For that matter, there is nothing to suggest that they really have a grasp on the issue at all. They are appealing to the knee-jerk reaction of those who also don't have a grasp on the issue. What we do know is that no matter who gets the Democrat nomination, the push will be for more and more gun control and fewer rights for the law-abiding citizen. If you have concerns about being able to defend your loved ones when you're out in public, you must also have concerns about being stripped of your ability to be effective in that defense. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, if you sincerely believe in the value and need of the Second Amendment, you should be concerned. Very, very concerned. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.